My supposedly nefarious self couldn't get into the city. I checked my surroundings for threats. Given that I stood in a customs line at the starport, the major threat came from boredom, but it didn't matter. I needed to stay on guard today even more than usual. The area gleamed, from its glass counters to the agents working at them. They interviewed each person in line, clearing passengers to enter the city. Hollow paintings floated in front of the walls, showing the forested mountains above Soleil City. A table with food waited to our right, spicing the air with tantalizing aromas, all of it laid out for those of us stuck here in line. The customs authorities were taking their sweet time to put us through. Soleil City was a governmental center of the Skolian Imperialate. They had no intention of clearing anyone to enter until we finished their interminable checks to make sure we weren't evil types bent on perpetrating mayhem. Yeah, sure. I knew why they took precautions. Important people lived here. I wasn't one of them, but when I'd lived in Soleil City over 3 years ago, working as a private investigator, sometimes they hired me as a bodyguard. Either that, or they paid me to investigate someone they didn't like, didn't trust, or hoped to blackmail. The people in this city governed an empire. Well, okay, not an empire any longer. Soleil City was now a land of politicians, made the spirits scowl on their opportunistic souls. The era when the Ruby Pharaoh ruled had ended long ago. It didn't matter. People still idolized the royals. Our populace had even voted, democratically if somewhat illogically, to continue using the name Imperialate for our non-empire, giving testimony to the widespread reverence for the Ruby Dynasty. None of that mattered. I had too many memories of this world. Not that I objected to Soleil City. It was beautiful. I just had a different life now. Coming here upset the balance I'd found at my home on the world Raylicon after struggling for decades to face the demons of my youth. I should have stayed home, I thought.
It wasn't your choice, Max thought.
He lived in the leather and tech-mech gauntlets I wore on my wrists and lower arms. As an evolving intelligence, or EI, he sent signals along threads in my body to bioelectrodes in my brain, which fired my neurons, turning his signals into thoughts. Of course it's my choice. I could have turned down this job.